Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in here on the evening show. Coming up an hour from now, we'll bring on a guest from Pro Football Focus, talk about the Eagles, who one of the writers of Pro Football Focus said today the Eagles are the best bet to have the worst record in the NFL this year. I know our guest right now, Elliot Shurparks, does not believe that. Actually believes that's probably ridiculous, considering he has been high on this team all offseason. We're about a week away from training camp. Let's talk to Elliot about the Eagles and his review of Space Jam 2. Elliot, how you doing tonight?
You know, I was going to say, the only thing more ridiculous than that, what you just said about the Eagles, is the fact that Tucker didn't like Space Jam 2. So I'm definitely excited to talk everything Eagles and Space Jam.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's just start with Space Jam, because I have seen a lot of, I'd say, negative reviews. I've read a couple. Social media was abuzz. They didn't like it. Tucker came in here. I mean, he's basically, I felt like I was reading a column. He was telling us why, all the reasons critically he did not like the movie. You tweeted today that you did enjoy it. So tell us about Space Jam 2.
Yeah, not liking Space Jam 2 is the most basic, boring take you can have. Like, oh, wow, you didn't think the movie that had Bugs Bunny as the co-star grabbed your attention for an hour and a half? Like, yeah, it's not going to win an Oscar. But you know what? It's incredibly enjoyable. I thought there were some funny moments in it. I actually watched it with my family, and they were all into it. So I really think LeBron did a great job with it. And again, like, what are we talking about here? It's basically a child's movie. I think if we watch the original Space Jam now, people would probably want to hate on that, too. I think this people that don't like it or just don't like LeBron, and basically that's what it is. But I thought it was a great movie.
So a great movie is the review by Elliot. So tell us about LeBron as the actor, because Tucker was really railing on him earlier. So you thought he delivered?
No, I didn't think LeBron was super great, and I will be honest with that. I mean, he was better as it got on. I thought that the early scenes he wasn't super good in. I did think, like, the first 40 minutes of the movie or so, like, where they really tried to get it quickly going. But I thought once they got the team together and once they were actually playing the game, I thought it was really good.
All right, so we get the review there from Elliot Shurparks. Now we can talk some Eagles. We are just over a week away, Elliot, from training camp. All right, before we get to the piece you wrote today about pros and cons with Deshaun Watson and the Carson Wentz banner coming down, let me just get your full response. So I believe it was Austin Gale from Pro Football Focus, and I've had him on the show. I think he does a good job. But he said the best bet to make in terms of the team to have the worst record in the NFL, I guess you get the Eagles at plus 1,400 on that one. I don't see it. I mean, you and I have been higher on this team this offseason than a lot of people. I think they will go over their win total 6.5. And I just look at a team in this division with good foundation on both lines. I just don't see how they're awful. Yet Pro Football Focus is talking about them having the worst record in the league. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, look, last year was probably the worst Eagles season I've watched. Certainly the worst Eagles season I've covered in a long time. I mean, just everything went wrong last year. The quarterback was terrible. There was injuries all over the board. I mean, the coaching, you know, wasn't great, probably looking back. And they still finished with the sixth worst record in the league. So for them to completely bottom out, I don't think they've ever had the worst record in the league with Jeff Lurie as the owner. I guess they got number two overall when they took McNabb back in 99. But overall, they've just never been a team that under Lurie really bottoms out the way they did last year. And in fact, they're always much better than people think when people think they're going to be bad. They quite often shock people. So, you know, could I see a world where they win four games again? Yeah, if Jalen Hurts is bad, or if Jalen Hurts gets hurt again, or not again, if Jalen Hurts gets hurt, if Nick Sirianni's not a good head coach, sure, things could fall apart. But I think what you said is true. They have great lines. When you have great lines, you're going to be a good football team. And playing a division that's really bad. So there'll be a lot of wins there to be had for them.
Elliot, you wrote today about the pros and cons of Deshaun Watson. It's the story that will not go away. Part of it is, you know, it's like the uncertainty of Jalen Hurts and what he's going to be. Part of it is the Eagles are set up with those three first-round picks next year, potentially. But part of it also is people around the NFL keep bringing it up. Like, the Eagles are kind of lurking here, waiting to see how the Watson thing plays out. What did you kind of come up with when you were thinking about the pros and the cons? Obviously, you know, Watson, when he's eligible and he's playing, he's a great quarterback. So that's a clear pro. But when you kind of weighed it, what did you think?
The first thing I would say is this isn't just national media connecting the dots. The Eagles have real interest in Deshaun Watson. I think there's, if not a 50% chance, you know, right around there, chance that they do ultimately trade for Deshaun Watson. I think this is a big week for it, because I think if you're going to do it, you know, you want him before training camp. So we'll see. But the Deshaun Watson discussion is not a waste of time. It's not, you know, clickbait, whatever people want to say. There's a real chance this team acquires Deshaun Watson. So looking at the pros and the cons, you just said it. The pro is he's arguably one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, and he's only 25 years old. Those guys just don't become available. You look at the quarterbacks that were traded this offseason, Matthew Stafford, good quarterback, never won a playoff game. Carson Wentz, you know, worst quarterback in the league last year. So even with some of the quarterback movement we've seen, which is more than past years, there's still not great quarterbacks being traded. Deshaun Watson on the field is a great quarterback. He had the second best pass rating in the league last year. So that's the obvious pro. It makes your team better. You answer the quarterback position right away. That's one of the reasons you do it. But I do think there are a lot of cons. I mean, this guy makes a lot of money, right? You're going back to paying quarterback top dollar. He has torn his ACL twice. One was in college, and he's recovered, but still, he does have an injury history. And the third is just, you know, look, if he's guilty of what he did, that's an entirely different discussion. But in a world where he does play next year, I do wonder, like, how he'll respond to this. I think, it was clearly a traumatic thing that he's gone through as well. So I'm just curious what type of player he'll be on the other side of this. I think with Jalen Hurts, it's just a much simpler, much safer path to go. And I do think he has a lot of upside. So I think the risk outweigh the reward with Deshaun Watson.
So, Elliot, you said and you tweeted and you wrote that, you know, this whole thing could come to kind of a head soon, because the Eagles could have to make a decision that if he's eligible, if he's cleared, if he settles his cases, whatever it all ends up being. This could happen now. It doesn't have to happen a year from now. Here's the question I have for you, because this I struggle with. You know, the Eagles very rarely have back-to-back really bad seasons. That they always are a competitive team. It's a winnable division. Do you think the Eagles would trade for him now? Like, let's say he's eligible to be traded for tomorrow. He settles his cases, but the NFL could still suspend him for his conduct. Ben Roethlisberger had something like this, you know, a little over a decade ago. Do you think they would effectively punt or really, really take themselves out of the mix to be a good team this year by trading for him, knowing he was going to be suspended?
Well, I think it depends if they keep Jalen Hurts, right? I mean, I think keeping Jalen Hurts would be silly, because you're kind of, it's not the same exact situation as last year, but once again, you're in a situation where you have a high profile backup at this point, which is what he is. And, you know, it's a distraction to a certain extent. So I would think that if he traded for Deshaun Watson, that Jalen Hurts would be included in the deal. But in a world where he's not, I mean, I think he can definitely keep you competitive while Deshaun Watson's there. So to your point, would they punt on this season to acquire Deshaun Watson? I think they would ultimately, because I think internally they don't view this year as, you know, a double-digit type win season. I think they're underestimating themselves, but I think internally they don't see it that way. But I think if you could hold on to Jalen Hurts in the deal, you could definitely survive, you know, a 4 to 6 game suspension if that's what Watson gets.
Yeah, like the way I play it out in my head is they give Hurts a year, they see how the Watson thing plays out, and then, you know, they make that decision next year. Is Hurts plus the picks worth upgrading, or is it worth just building around Hurts and keeping the picks and the cap room and all that? The one fear on that, though, Elliot, is if they don't do it now, someone else might, right? They might miss their opportunity. Maybe the Dolphins or whoever, the Panthers. Like, if you can't kind of wait and do it on your terms. You got to do it when the iron's hot.
Well, and not just that. You know, you mentioned two teams that I think definitely would have interest. But let's look in the Eagles' own division, right? Washington, who has basically everything besides the quarterback. And the fact that Ryan Fitzpatrick is their quarterback is a major reason I don't think they're going to be that good. He's never been that good as a starting quarterback. But if you put Deshaun Watson behind that offensive line with that defense, with that skill position player, I mean, then Washington becomes a real problem for you for a lot of years. So that's an interesting dynamic of this, too. If you're the Eagles and you're negotiating with Houston, but you know Washington's in on it as well, I mean, that's a great situation for Houston to be in because you have two division rivals going against each other, and the Eagles are then going to have to decide, all right, you know, we want to give up two first-round picks, but if we don't go to three, we know he's going to Washington. You know, that, it's an interesting dynamic. So to your point, yeah, you can wait it out. You can see what Jalen Hurts is and all those things, but the rest of the league does not have to play on your timeline. And I do think Deshaun Watson is going to be traded before week one. I don't think he's going to spend the season in Houston.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating because we're getting ready to watch a new quarterback, and this one might be out of here quickly, and it could be Deshaun Watson. Elliot, the Carson Wentz banner finally came down today after months of it not coming down. They took it down, and now we're debating what goes up. My vote would be Brandon Graham strip sack over Tom Brady. What do you think should go up to replacing Carson Wentz?
Well, I'll tell you this. I highly doubt they're going to do anything up that they ever have to maybe worry about again, right? Like, I would be very surprised if they put a player up there like a Devontae Smith or who I think is going to be great, but somebody that doesn't already have a cemented legacy. They could very well just put the most generic photo ever up there and never have to worry about it again. I think that's probably the path they'll want to go after dealing with all offseason people asking when this banner is going to come down. But I think a great banner would be Jason Kelce in the Mummers outfit, right? I think Jason Kelce, his career is cemented here. Even if for some odd reason he plays for another team, you know, the last year of his career or whatever, I don't think that's as big of a deal as having Carson up there. Jason Kelce, all-time great Eagle, maybe even like a picture of the offensive line from that year or something like that. So I think they'll go along those lines. I don't think you'll ever see them put a, you know, fourth-year quarterback up on the side of the link again.
So, Elliot, this is the final week we have before training camp. It starts next week. Is there anything that you do to get ready? Is it, you know, a little extra rest? Do you you work out your hand or your I guess you're taking your notes in your phone for the stats and the quarterbacks?
Right.
How do you prepare for training camp?
Well, as you would probably guess, most of my preparation is cosmetic, right? I'm trying to get in good shape. I'm getting prepared what I'm going to wear. I'm trying to figure out. I think this year I'm going to bring a clipboard with a pen attached to it so that I can write all my stats down, you know, those type of things. So, you know, studying the team, that's obviously secondary. When it comes to training camp, it's about looking good. It's about feeling good. And I'm excited. It's my favorite time of the year.
Do you have your sunglasses ready? Do you have a sun hat? What do you do for the sun? That's important.
Well, so this – I'm actually happy you asked this. Here's the thing about sunglasses. Obviously, you want to wear them on the sideline. It is sunny. I do look good in sunglasses. But I don't like getting sunglass tans. It's one of my biggest fears. So ultimately, even though I have sunglasses, I basically end up taking them off half the time because I'm too worried that I'm going to get a tan. Because look, I mean, it is, we are out there in the sun for 2 or 3 hours. You do get a tan. And the last thing I want is a ridiculous looking sunglasses tan on my face. So ultimately I wear them, but I end up taking them off quite a bit.
Listen, this isn't just grueling for the players. This is grueling for the beat writers as well. So we'll be following along and the training camp stats, especially if it is Jalen Hurts, we'll be monitoring every day. Elliot, always appreciate you hopping on. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you next week, Joe.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks, 94WIP.com. Of course, our Eagles beat writer and host of the Go Birds podcast. Sunglasses tan? You have that issue, Tucker? You're a sunglasses guy in the summer?
I mean, I've never once worried about a sunglasses tan in my life.
I mean, does that exist?
It does. Like, I worry about, like, hat tans.
Yeah.
Like, I wore a hat to the beach a couple months ago.
So what's the hat tan?
So you know how you have a hat? So I think I had my hat on backwards, which didn't help, so my face got all red.
Oh, but not...
But my hat covered, like, half my forehead.
The forehead.
So, like, half of my forehead was bright white, and the other was a soft pink.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. I can't remember when, I wore sunglasses, I guess, when I was a kid. I've worn glasses since I was probably 11 or 12. So, I can't think back to life as a sunglasses wearer.
I just get really, I don't know, I feel that my eyes are very sensitive to light. So, I wear sunglasses every day.
I get it. No, actually, I got new glasses recently. I got the glare protection on these to help me with the sun and driving at night. It's a big difference because before I got these, it was like I'm squinting through the sun. But I can't wear sunglasses because, you know, you can't wear sunglasses over. And I don't want to be one of those guys with, like, the clip-on things.
You get transition lenses.
Yeah, I know. But
I got those ones.
Yeah.
The biggest ripoff ever.
They work?
They, like, never really got dark enough when I was outside to make it seem like I had sunglasses on. And then I'd walk inside and it would be too dark. I couldn't see anything.
See, I've noticed people with those.
And then, like, you're walking around inside with sunglasses for 15 to 20 minutes, and people are judging you.
Yeah, that's why I'm not doing it. I'll deal with the sun. 215-592-9494. Interesting piece Elliot wrote up, 94WIP.com, on the pros and cons of acquiring Jalen Hurts. Of acquiring Deshaun Watson. Hurts could be part of a deal. So Elliot seems to think Deshaun Watson will be traded by week one. Do you think so, Tucker? I mean, that's...
It would take a lot of guts.
There's still a lot going on.
A team to do that. Like if something clears up and we get, whether or not he's innocent, guilty, this is over, like, as long as we get a definitive ending to this, I think it could happen pretty quickly. But I couldn't imagine a team right now with all of this hanging over his head and this all being one big question mark. I can't imagine any team taking a chance on it.
It's a gigantic question mark. And I think for a team like the Eagles, I would assume Jalen Hurts is part of a deal. And the Texans are going to want a young quarterback back as part of it, and it's an obvious one. And he's from there, right? Think about the PR spin they could put on that. We're bringing Jalen Hurts, the Houston kid, home, you know, exciting young prospect, whatever. I mean, the Eagles would be punting on this season if they trade for Watson and he's suspended for 6 weeks. Imagine watching 6 weeks of Nick Mullins and Joe Flacco.
It'd be a bold choice, especially considering you just traded away your franchise quarterback a year earlier. You're trying to rebuild good graces with the fans after obviously not having fans for all of last year. Like, it's more than just a QB thing. I know we kind of laugh sometimes at the PR of everything, but it does go into the decision-making.
It has to.
And if you're Howie Roseman and you're Jeffrey Lurie and you're trying to sell tickets to games, and obviously the Eagles are going to sell out every game no matter what. That'll never be in question.
Right.
But it is wild to tell a fan base, hey, I know you weren't allowed to come here last year. Don't really worry about coming this year either because we're not trying to win.
Well, and it's not just that. It's doing it for a player that has everything he has connected to him.
Like, right.
I think time heals wounds, and I'm not trying to say whatever Deshaun Watson is accused of is not serious. But, like, just go back to the Michael Vick thing for a second, because that's the last time the Eagles gave a second chance to someone who was accused of some pretty serious things. And obviously Vick went to prison and had to pay his time. Do you think the reaction to the Vick thing was tough when it happened? Imagine if they got him the minute he got out of prison, or, like, there was no time in between there. There's a little time there to Mike Vick where it's like, all right, he's maybe changed, maybe he's different. Like, it's one thing to trade for Deshaun Watson next April after a full year. Maybe he's a Texan, he's suspended, whatever. He goes on an apology tour, whatever. They rebuild his image a little bit. But to trade for him the day after he's cleared, that I don't think this town would love it.
No, and if you think back to the Michael Vick thing, like, Andy Reid was still here.
Right.
And despite the fact that Andy Reid probably wasn't at his height of popularity, Andy Reid was well-respected
sure.
in Philadelphia, right? And Andy Reid could stand up there. And Andy Reid could take questions about Michael Vick and why he thought he was a changed person.
Who's
and why
taking
he thought
those questions
was...
now?
So now all of a sudden, I mean, Howie Roseman isn't meeting with the press three times a week during training camp, right?
Nick Sirianni?
So now you're going to throw Nick Sirianni to the wolves like that? Like, it doesn't make sense for this franchise, I think. And with all of this stuff hanging over his head, and a lot of it is quite serious and things that if I were Jeffrey Lurie, I honestly wouldn't want my franchise associated with.
Yeah, I think this whole thing makes way more sense next March. You get a full year of Jalen Hurts. You get to see what he is. You get to weigh the idea of Jalen Hurts plus all these picks for Deshaun Watson. What makes us a better team? How do we build the best team? Just more information on Watson, more information on Hurts, the draft picks. Now, part of this, though, is tricky because someone else, like Elliott said, could just trade for Watson in between. Like, the Panthers could do it next week or the Broncos, and then he's gone and the opportunity's over. I mean, this may end up being the biggest decision of Howie Roseman's tenure. Like, I know we've gone through a lot of these, just drafting of Carson, the paying of Carson, the trading of Carson away. This may end up bigger than that. Like, Watson is a special quarterback, and, like, on the surface, how could you not do everything to get him? And Jalen Hurts is unproven, raw. There's a chance he's good. I like him, but this, and then you throw in all the off-the-field stuff, this could end up being the biggest decision Howie Roseman makes as Eagles executive, and that's saying a lot.
Yeah, and if you do it within the current NFL season before, you know, March 15th of next year, it's going to be a massive gamble,
mm-hmm.
right? Because if you wait until next year, obviously you will know a lot more about Jalen Hurts because he'll have a full year under his belt as a starting quarterback in the NFL, and his stock may be a lot lower. But, I mean, could you imagine doing it next week and Jalen Hurts going to Houston and figuring things out and becoming a dynamic player? And he doesn't even have to be as good as Deshaun Watson because they're going to have all of those extra picks and their own picks and everything else. And David Cutfield, is that their coach down there?
Cully?
David Cully, that's right. Cutfield, I got him and David Cutcliffe mixed up, the guy from Duke.
Cutcliffe, yes.
But, yeah, like, him and David Cully really bond and figure it out. Like, it could blow up in your face tremendously if you go out and you acquire a player who isn't popular and wouldn't necessarily be embraced by a majority of the fan base, and you watch the other guy go out and ball out in Houston.
Well, and then the last thing thrown here is, and I don't know anything about Deshaun Watson besides what we've read and heard. Like, is there a guarantee Deshaun Watson settles these cases and then he's a perfect citizen moving forward? Like, I'm not trying to laugh. I'm just trying to play it out in my head. Like, the idea of all the things the Eagles have to think about. How do we know Deshaun Watson is a good guy here in Philadelphia? Just because he settles cases doesn't mean that all of this stuff that you've read and heard is nonsense. Like, how do we know this doesn't happen again? And then you've traded for this player that, as you know, first of all, some people are going to want. Number two, he's expensive. Number three, you gave away Hurts. And number four, what if it happens again? And then he's suspended for a season. Like, yeah, it could all blow up in their face. This is a major decision. My hope is it gets delayed until next offseason because I want to watch Jalen Hurts play a full year. 215-592-9494. That's a hop. When we come back, the Ben Simmons, the latest on the Ben Simmons trade rumors, including the one guy we all want in Philadelphia potentially asking to come to Philadelphia. We'll hit on that. Are you buying into the Phillies hype? I am. I am all in. This Phillies team's going to win the NL East. By the way, I think the Mets have made four errors tonight. The Mets are comically imploding tonight in Cincinnati as they had a big lead early and blew it already. So we'll hit on that. Your phone call, something that didn't live up to the hype, and what should replace Carson Wentz, the banner outside the link. It finally came down today. I say Brandon Graham and the strip sack of Tom Brady. What say you? 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And the NBA Finals are finally here. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, has a championship offer you don't want to miss because during the finals, new users get 31 odds on either Milwaukee or Phoenix to win their next game. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. I like the home team to finish it up and win it in six with the big man leading the way. There are even more ways to win on FanDuel during the NBA Finals. And when you do win, getting your money is a layup. You'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. Plus, the app is so easy to use. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. Sign up promo code Jillio to bet the NBA Finals with 31 odds. Once again, that's promo code Jillio, G-I-G-L-I-O, to unlock 31 odds on either team to win their next game exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.